you don't mind, I'll stay over here and we have more of a panel discussion actually than presenting the speeches. I'd like to outline what we are intending to do and the topic we are talking about in 5 points. One is, who are we talking about? Who are the new actors in international development? That's the first. Second is questioning this term of new actors or new donors, however you call them. The third will be, how big are they? What's the impact? What's the importance? The fourth is, what does that mean for European cooperation? And the fifth is more outlining questions, as we are not presenting the results of our study, but basically giving you an idea of what we're talking about and what we will be researching over the next year. So who are the non-DAC, the new actors? And I've already slipped in a certain explanation. New acts in international development, who are we talking about? Actually, is that just everybody beyond the Development Assistance Committee of the OECD? If so, that's a very, very broad range of actors. We would have EU new member states also in there, and not being within the DAC. We have Arab countries as quite big donors in some parts of the world. We have basically actors in all continents. We have Chile with a development agency, with Mexico setting up a development agency, India, as we've heard, setting up a development agency, China being active to some larger extent in Africa as well. So a vast range of countries, small ones, big ones. I think what we will be interested in is more the big thrust, so the big drivers, the bigger new players, the bigger new actors. So China, India and Brazil are the obvious ones, and there is some thinking about groupings of who are the ones that are more in line with the DAC thinking and who are the ones who are completely outside the DAC thinking. The term new actors. We actually discussed quite a bit how can we name the work package. It's not new donors, because the new donors, as we normally take as a shorthand, don't like the term donors, and they're not new. China, India, Brazil, and others are active in international cooperation, which means international development, for quite a while. And there's always reference on the to the Tandam Railway, Tanzania-Zambia linkage that China has built in the 1960s. We have non-DAC donors that are really traditional donors for a long, long time, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, those countries. India has given development assistance or some cooperation of sorts since it has become independent, a neighboring country, very much in its region, and is increasingly getting active in other parts of the world. So, relatively careful, are they actually new? I think what is new is the size of their engagement. The money that is made available, the knowledge that is spent, and the interaction across the globe. It's not so much anymore the immediate neighborhood, but it's activities in Africa. We can see China being a very active in African country, India picking up in Africa. You see states like Malaysia are investing in Africa. This leads me to the third point, how much aid do they provide? Very difficult to answer because they do not, they meaning those non-DAC donors, the non-EU donors, they don't frame it as aid. They don't call it aid. Thinking is different. It's cooperation. So the definitions by the DAC, which means we can compare a set of donors by the amount of money they give, because we know what's in the pot and we know what is not considered to be development assistance, does not apply for these new actors. When India announces a cooperation program, when China announces a cooperation program, there are elements of international development cooperation in it, as we understand it, and there are parts in it that is international cooperation, which is foreign direct investment, which is trade opportunities. So it's a different setup, it's different framing. It's very difficult to put figures to it, and that's partly why I don't give you nice PowerPoint slides with little bars and the graphs of how aid has increased. Apart from the amount of money these countries give, and they shouldn't be overestimated in when you compare it to ODA that European countries give, all countries are relatively small, and even China, which is the noticeably biggest, is relatively small compared to OECD member states. What they actually put into development much more, and I've indicated that in the discussion for the previous session, is more of a positive perspective. Win-win situations is a phrase you always hear. So it's more seeking opportunities in Africa, and it's investment, it's trade opportunities that they emphasize rather than tackling specific problems that have been identified. Whether that is a sustainable way, I don't know, and that's going to be part of our research. How are they actually going, how are they actually engaging in specific countries? And what's the difference, except apart from sometimes wording, sometimes conceptual issues? And I've put in wording because when we discuss with governance, normally new donors get very anxious and say, this is nothing we are engaged with. We are not giving conditionality, we are not attaching aid to conditionality. But actually some discussions are quite similar between old donors and new donors, if I may use these terms. While old donors, traditional donors, talk about good governance, newer ones talk about some soft infrastructure, framework conditions, investment, climate. Those are issues they are interested in that actually do link to some sort, some part of the agenda. I'm not saying the agendas are the same, but I think there are certain points where countries can engage across the board, whether they're old or new donors, especially old or new donors. So the fourth point, what does that mean for European cooperation? And I think it provides, as usual, with big changes, challenges, and risks. The risks are if Europe continues on a very slow path to coordinate, to better trying to put things together, in a very, very slow path, it might become more and more, well, less and less interesting as a development partner to some states. In absolute terms, it will be the biggest donor for a long time. It will be the biggest elephant in the room, so to say, but not very much looking like an elephant, with little parts everywhere, not very coherent. The newer actors are very good at delivering rapidly, at delivering with what they say without strings attached, which I would question whether that's no strings attached. Still, the rhetoric is attractive, the speed of delivery is attractive, and there is some sort of, how to say, disappointment on the African side for the non-delivery of Europeans on their promises. So it's also part of a political game. You can pull out China out of the drawer when you're in negotiations with the Europeans, and I'm very sure you can do so the other way around when you negotiate with the Chinese and say, actually, the Europeans are offering this. It gives a new political leverage and a new play to Africans. To put it more neutrally, it's actually more policy-based that the partner countries are provided with, if they are capable of using this instrument widely. And I think there are some doubts there, how capable certain states are, how much they can actually have the power to say no, or the courage to say no to some suggestions. Finally, the further question we have to ask ourselves when it comes to European development cooperation for the next dozens of years, and new actors in international development. Where are the issues for European cooperation? I think one is where to best engage with these countries, which is the forum we can discuss cooperation. Where can we do so? It's very unrealistic, I think, to expect them, any of them, to join the DAC. China joining the DAC, I think, is very unlikely, so we need a certain forum where we can discuss issues. Development Cooperation Forum, that is taking place, might be one of the forums that is coming up with links to the ECOSOC, so at the UN level, which gives a certain legitimacy for newer actors as well. but it has its own problems. The second issue, I think, is how do non-DAC donors, and they call them that way, or new donors, new actors, how do they ensure that their investment, their putting money into developing countries, is sustainable? What are the instruments? How do they know, how do they measure the sustainability? And that links to the issue of soft infrastructure, investment, climate, these issues. Where are the issues that European, Chinese, and development partners, mainly South Africa, can work together on? The third one would be the effectiveness of international interactions. How is that measured? It's a very specific discussion for European and for Western development cooperation. The effectiveness of aid has come up. Is that a very technical discussion? I doubt it. But how is it measured? How do you go about it? How do you make assumptions about the impact of what you're doing in countries? One set of actors I haven't mentioned at all yet are the non-state actors, because our program focuses very much on state actors at the time. We do have global funds that are multiplying. We do have private actors that are investing more and more money, and climate normally makes the case and say, when you ask about health policy, do you ask WHO or do you ask the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who has the bigger leverage? I mean, it's a topic that actually comes to the fore, and how to engage with those, I think, is one of the issues. And last but not least, I think we should avoid, and that's very much the media coverage, we should avoid looking at the new actors in international development as one block entity. When we talk about China and Africa, we normally talk about very diverse things. It is investment by private or semi-private companies, it's state activities. You do have provinces that engage in certain activities abroad, and there is a certain unevenness in actors, and the closer you get to new actors, the more you find out actually they're very diverse group and sets of actors, like DAC donors are themselves, and so a bit more differentiation in looking at these active entities would be very helpful, and I think that's part of what we aspire to in the programme.
Thank you, Sven.